My favorite emoji is the purple heart because it's just so cute. And I think the red one and like the yellow one, like they're all overused. But the purple one is just, it's me.
But the smiling, probably like the laughing, crying, I like that one a lot because I think a lot of things are funny and I like to laugh.
And then with the one with the sticking out tongue with the squinted eyes, I use a lot when I'm like, ew, that's gross, or just like, eh, I don't want to do homework, or just something along the lines of that.
And my favorite emoji would definitely be that smiley face just because it makes me think of my friends and happy times, and I think it's really cute.
I'm Kendall Fahey, and this is Parlay, or We'll Speak in French. On today's episode, I'm going to only speak in emojis. I'm only slightly kidding. Let's get started. Emojis are relatively new. I'm talking like they were created in the late 90s. They haven't been around for very long, but they have quickly become a staple in world communications. They were originally created by NTT Docomo, a popular Japanese mobile carrier like Verizon or AT&T in the United States. They gained more and more popularity in Japan, but were inaccessible to anyone outside of Japan. The solution? Unicode, a standard designed to make character encoding consistent across all platforms, with the goal of making those little symbols accessible all around the world. But it's not always that easy. Take flags, for example. When they were first released, everyone wanted their flag as a part of the big emoji family. But that's just not logical. With 196 countries currently in the world, not everyone could be included. So it was decided that there are to be 26 diplomatically safe flags to be used that in combination with each other could be used to show the other countries that weren't included. Despite their flaws, it seems like everyone nowadays uses emojis. But are emojis a language? They're globally understandable, and we use them all the time. Heck, even Apple gives them their own keyboard. So why not? Well, what defines a language? Language is purely human. We aren't the only organisms with the ability to communicate, but we are the only known species to have languages. Chimpanzees, gorillas, and orangutans can exchange different kinds of information through shrieks, different facial expressions, and gestures, despite them lacking a language. Language has grammar, a name for things, and meaning. So, aren't emojis a language? Well, according to the Unicode Emoji Subcommittee, the group that has the official list of emojis, they aren't a language. They don't have the grammar or vocabulary to substitute for written language. They say that you can probably view them more like borrowing foreign words rather than a full language themselves. However, other sources, such as Wired.com, see emojis as a new language. They claim that we are developing syntax and rules for the use of emojis. For example, when we use face emojis, we tend to put them before other objects to convey how we feel about said object. In linguistic terms, this is called conveying stance. The expression illustrates our stance on a topic before we've even spoken a word. I think the real question is, do languages have to be spoken in order to qualify to be a language? Because you can't speak emojis like you can with English or French or Spanish, but you can write emojis. They still have meanings and convey ideas and feelings, just like hand motions and laughter. Wired.com ended their article titled, "The Emojis is the Birth of a New Type of Language," by saying that text will always be our go-to communicators, but emojis are just a cool upgrade to an already functional system. So maybe we can see them as a supplement to language in general. Maybe they will evolve into more one day. Language is always changing, growing and fading, But for now, I'm comfortable with a little face on my phone showing my emotions to the world. For WHJE, I'm Kendall Fahey with Parlay, or We'll Speak in French. For more stories like this, and for more episodes of Parlay, visit whje.com.